You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, wrapping it up here on CBD. Time now to dip into the Browns mailbag again. Dino, what you got for us?
All right, let's start first with the battle at the battle music. Good guy, good guys, good music. Guys, we think there are all these injuries because today's athlete wants to play, but they don't want to practice, referring to changes since the collective bargaining agreement, hashtag juice box culture. Not a question, just a statement, I guess.
Yeah, it's okay. Crazy.
Okay.
Crazy.
Well, here, how about this one for crazy from JJ? Again, tweet the show using the hashtag AskCBD. Wilhelm, are you on drugs? Eli is better than Peyton. Come on, man. Super Bowls are team accomplishments.
Dude, I am high on life. Every day that I get to come in here and work with Nathan Zagura is a great day.
Thanks, man.
But I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of Eli. Okay, I'm just not.
You mean Peyton?
And I'm not a fan of Peyton. I don't like Archie either. So I'm not a fan of all three of them. So it's not anything about Eli. It's the entire family.
Do you not like Cooper Manning either?
I don't.
Okay.
No. What does he sell, real estate or something? I don't know. No, I'm just not. I really don't. It's just. And the bad taste in my mouth is, back in the day in San Diego when he was selected with that smug look on his face, securing a $50 million contract with the Chargers. And of course, in exchange, we get Phillip Rivers and multiple picks from the Giants moving forward.
What do you like? How did was that discussed at that time
with him?
Just his face? Amongst your team?
Yes,
Sandy,
absolutely.
This guy doesn't want to come play with us.
Yeah, like that, what, for
so
sure.
Did you play him in the regular season at all? I mean, you had to at some point.
I think so. I don't recall what happened. Okay. I'd have to look it up.
Okay. Interesting.
I think we beat him.
Because I would imagine that would be something that would...
Yeah.
You're basically saying, like,
anger,
I don't want to play with any of you guys.
That would anger a player,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Exactly. It was just, a franchise, that wasn't in the best place after a 4-12, football season. Having the ability to draft him first overall, you do. And then just the look on his face, he's just secured $50 million and lived out a childhood dream, but it wasn't good enough for the Manning family, and he wanted to play in a bigger market. And he stands up there with that jerk look on his face, holding up a Chargers jersey. Didn't sit well with me.
I understand.
Yeah.
From Joey P., guys, who are the bubble guys on the Browns defensive line? Could you see them maybe trading somebody like Phil Taylor or Billy Winn as we get closer to the 53-man roster?
I would say yes and yes. I think that you could see a trade there. I don't know if you're going to get somebody to take on Phil Taylor's $5.5 million guaranteed. In my opinion, it's Billy Winn's maybe a guy who could be moved. I think they're going to have to do something. You're going to want to get some value.
Yeah.
Because they're good players.
They
that are going to have to be cut.
They are. And I think that is it simply for picks, you think, at this point? Or is
I would
there,
imagine.
Is
yeah.
there, or, is it, or do you think in some cases working out a deal, you find a specific interest, maybe a running back that's not Ray Rice, that you could trade a D lineman to add a little, a vet, a vet player to come in here and can compete the last 2 weeks of training camp?
I don't think it'll be for a player.
Okay.
I really do. I think it'll be for picks for future assets.
So we'll have 17 picks next year.
Why not get as many as you can?
Stockpile. Will we'll stockpile.
Average age of 24 years old in 2016.
All right, more trades here, guys, from the GMs out there. At Peyton Man 1818, Jason says, should the Browns attempt to trade Barkevious Mingo if the right offer came in? Maybe you find a coach that will really love his measurables and can, take advantage of his skill set.
I think the first person that comes to mind is Chip Kelly, who's got an outside-the-box mindset, a guy that, has long, lengthy, rangy players, defensively. And what the template he created out in Oregon, he's trying to do the same thing. So that might be, I don't think you can move Mingo right now. And because a lot of the same reason when people were referencing moving Johnny Manziel, moving Justin Gilbert, there's not a lot of value, right now to Barkevious Mingo. And I think Mike Pettine thinks, and Jim O'Neill think he fits here. Yes, he's not the sack producer we all want, but his role within this defense, when what he's asked to do, he's darn near perfect, which is seen in the grading scale.
Yes, it certainly is. In terms of Mingo, I don't think there's really a market to move him right now. He's got to prove himself in the NFL. So I think teams need to see it, and the Browns need to see it And he's a guy, it seems, almost is still learning a new position, you know, going from that 4-3 DN into a drop linebacker in the 4-3-4. Now he's going to, I think he's going to be asked to kind of rush around the edge, use his speed a little bit more. But you got to see him healthy. He hasn't been healthy for a single season yet in the NFL.
No.
Derek Mosley, responding to what we had asked last hour about somebody had asked about a possible trade of Justin Gilbert for maybe a Philadelphia, for maybe a guy like Matt Barkley. Derek says, now why would the Browns trade what he refers to as a bum cornerback that can be good in the future for a bum QB with a medium tier backup QB ceiling? Hashtag
right,
shaking my head.
Exactly right. That's not
it. And that's exactly, just so everybody knows out there, that's exactly what Nathan Zagura did, was look down, roll his eyes, and shake his head in that same order when you read that tweet earlier.
Yeah, not a chance. Not a chance. This is a good one, though, that comes to us from Bob Rose. Says, we go around the league, any updates on ex-Browns? Cameron Sheard, Buster, and my practice squad favorite, Willie Snead. I know Willie Snead's considered a long shot to make it. New Orleans did have two catches for 30 yards in their preseason opener. The guy who has seemed to acclimate to his new home better than anyone is Jabal Sheard. Jabal Sheard has been good reports in New England.
Yeah.
New England's going to know how to use him.
Interchangeable parts, man.
And he really is a 4-3 defensive end.
He is.
Jabal Sheard was a pretty good 4-3 defensive end when he was here with the Browns. I think he had over, 14 and a half sacks his first two seasons here. That was his natural position. He was out of position as a 3-4 outside linebacker.
He definitely was.
And he'll get to play more 4-3 D end or be used that way in those hybrid multiple fronts that they play in.
Absolutely. The other guy that I expect to have a big season is, I think Jordan Cameron's going to do well in Miami. Building that rapport with Ryan Tannehill there, that he'll have a good solid year coming out of free agency.
Yes. Buster Skrine, I think, interesting. He's going to
lost in the mix.
He's lost in the mix, but he should be very effective as a slot corner with Revis and Cromartie on the outside.
You
would think he would be.
And we're going to give the last comment of the day to our friend of show, Kevin Beard. Wilhelm hates the Mannings. Matt, do you hate rainbows and puppies too? Come on.
Yes, I do. I never look up when it rains, and then the sun comes out very soon after, and I like grown dogs, not puppies.
You don't want to have to house trade him.
Right.
I
don't want to clean up any mess.
That'll do it for us today.
There's no pot of gold either.
No pot of gold. Preseason game number 2 tomorrow, First Energy Stadium, and also on ESPN. It's a national TV game, the Browns and the Bills. We'll get you ready for that. Break down what you can expect to see when we return for Cleveland Browns Daily tomorrow at 1 o'clock here. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys now. For Dino, we got to thank Mary Kay Kapp for being with us. And, of course, for my man, Matt Wilhelm. I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.